Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
This morning at Flemington, two of Mike Moroney's Caulfield Cup runners, Vengor Mask, which is going to make the field, and Soundcheck, the German horse that's now with him at Flemington, galloped on the course proper at Flemington. Warren Huntley's told us the last 600 in 33.68 and the last 400 in 22.19. It was the first chance for Jordan Childs to jump aboard. Soundcheck, morning to you, Jordan.
Morning, Andrew. Thanks for having me on.
No, great to have you a part of the show, and particularly around this horse, Soundcheck. We spoke to Mike Moroney a few weeks ago about him. You jumped on him this morning for the first time. What was your thoughts?
Yeah, that's right. I went down to Flemington and galloped him on the course proper this morning, and first time on him, and he felt really good.
What sort of a horse, you know, what sort of a horse is he to look at? He's a six-year-old on record coming from Germany. What type is he?
Yeah, he's a nice type of horse. He's not overly big, but just a typical stayer. He's a very, very casual horse. He took it all in his stride this morning, and he goes very well.
I guess the big thing this morning was you're out on that big course proper at Flemington. There's plenty to look at, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. He gallops with Mike's other couple, so Vengor Mask, and they both worked over 2,000 metres and stepped it up from the 600 and... He was just looking around a little bit. He's a bit of a casual worker, but I was very happy with the way he went.
Mike would have been telling you good things about the performances in Germany. Have you seen any of those at this stage?
Yeah, I have. I had a look through his replays last night, and it looks like that Australian racing will suit him. He actually has a bit of a turn of foot and travels in the first three or four, so hopefully all things go well, and
did he pull up well in condition, given that, you know, this is the first run for a while?
Yeah, he did. He had a bit of a blow, which should bring him on a lot, but I think he's quite fit and going into it well.
I guess he's had the time in quarantine. His last race was mid-August, so he sort of hasn't had months and months off, has he?
No, he hasn't, and he looks like he just takes it all in his stride. He's a pretty casual horse and not much team spotter, which is really good for the import.
Great to have an opportunity like this for new owners of this horse.
Yeah, exactly. Mike's been a big supporter throughout my career, so very pleased that I was able to pick up the ride.
Tomorrow, mate, it's the middle day of the Caulfield Cup Carnival. You're on your favourite Written By in the Blue Sapphire. Has all the reports been good there?
Yeah, all the reports have been great. Looking forward to it. I give him a gallop, his final piece of work on last Thursday at Mornington in between races, and he galloped really well. He's come on from his first up run, so all reports are good going into the race.
It really, Graham Begg, the trainer's really plotted his plan here with the colt, hasn't he? He sort of mapped it out, only a small prep, but it started perfectly back at Caulfield.
Yeah, it did. Graham's done a great job. He's placed him well, and he's stuck to his plan. He's come through his run. He was a bit fresh the other day, and he probably needed it a little bit. So he's come through that well, and hopefully he can perform again tomorrow.
Well, mate, safe travels. It's a busy morning Tuesday with all the track work going on. Good luck on Saturday with Soundcheck. It sounds like you're happy. First feel, he's given you a good feel for Saturday.
Yeah, exactly. Hopefully all things go well. And thanks for having me on, Andrew. Appreciate it.
Good on you, Jordan. Jordan Childs joining us there from Ballarat Track Work.